More about writing it down. Let's come back to three points we've already touched on and tie them together. 1. Linguists are especially interested in the bits and pieces of language. 2. The average linguist is more likely to pay attention to the stream of speech coming out of somebody's mouth than to chunks of language flash frozen in written words. 3. We write English in an alphabet that shows us how to pronounce our words. Think about this last statement. It is only partly true. The first letter in night, gnome, and psyche, for example, does not tell us what the first sound in the word is. In the long history of English, the written language has not kept up with the changes that have taken place in speech. So we have words where different letters stand for the same sound, way, 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 and words where the same letter stands for different sounds, the O in on, once, onion, only. And then there are combinations of letters that represent only one sound, th, sh, for example, and those silent letters in night, gnome, psychic, etc.